We flipped the record. I'm Steve Scheer.
But we're still listening to Bob Marley in his honor. I'm Marcy Silman. Canadian officials are reacting to a new report on the Keystone XL oil pipeline. That pipeline would carry crude oil from Alberta to refineries on the U.S. Gulf Coast. A report from the U.S. State Department delivered late Friday said the pipeline would not worsen greenhouse gas emissions. Joining us now to talk about this and the reaction in Canada is Vaughn Palmer, columnist for the Vancouver Sun, and normally a regular Wednesday guest on the record. Hi, Vaughn.
Hi, Marcy.
Glad you're still there
on Thursday as well.
Yep. Well, Vaughn, it seems that the significance of the State Department report depends on how you feel about the Keystone Pipeline. So let's start with reaction from supporters. What are they saying?
Never become a symbol for a project. Supporters are very happy about one thing in the report, and this is what they point to, that building the pipeline would not significantly affect global greenhouse gas emissions because Alberta will find some other way to deliver the oil to world markets, so it'll get burned anyway. And indeed, it may continue to sell significant quantities of oil to the United States because if the oil doesn't move by pipeline, it will move by rail, which it's doing already. So essentially, the thing that the supporters point to is that the line does not have a global greenhouse gas emissions impact because Alberta will find some other way to get the oil to global markets and, for that matter, to the U.S.
Canada's natural resources minister is one very prominent supporter of the pipeline, and he told Canada's CTV network he wants President Obama to quit ragging the puck. I guess that's a hockey term, Vaughn, but what is he actually telling us?
It's a hockey metaphor, and it's basically stop stalling, Mr. President, and approve the damn thing. Now, here's what the opponents are saying, and you won't find this highlighted too much on this side of the border, but it's also in the report. What environmental opponents have been saying about Alberta oil, which lately we call bitumen, but has also been called oil sands oil or tar sands oil, is that it's the dirtiest oil on the planet. And there is some evidence in this report that it is. Because of the unique consistency of oil, of bitumen, it's very, very thick. You need to burn petroleum product to release it from the sand. A given quantity of bitumen generates more greenhouse gas emissions than a given quantity of, say, shale oil from North Dakota or what they bring out of the Gulf of Mexico or anywhere else. So environmentalists, are pointing to that, that they have targeted what they've targeted, the dirtiest oil on the planet. It's partly a symbolic campaign to say this far and no further. It is partly a recognition that in order to make any progress on emissions, you have to score a bunch of victories. Nobody pretends that killing a single pipeline will stop global fossil fuel consumption, but it might be part of turning a corner. So both sides are pointing to this report as vindication, and I guess what I take from that is that this battle isn't over by any means, and the pressure is still going to be on the president from his environmental supporters to take a stand against this project, and the pressure is still going to be on the president from business, investors, and unions that want the jobs to let the pipeline go ahead.
I'm talking with Vancouver Sun writer Vaughn Palmer about the State Department report on the proposed Keystone Oil Pipeline. Right now, there's a 90-day review for other U.S. agencies to weigh in on it, and then the president says he's going to wait and see. So this puck ragging, if that's how you flip it about, doesn't seem like it's going to end anytime soon.
Canadians make chronic hockey references to all occasions, whether it's even hockey season or not. But, that's it. And look, it's an election year. There is a battle on for the control of Congress, as there always is. Ultimately, this is a political decision. Canada is very actively exploring other options to deliver the oil to world markets because our government and our industry and our investors recognize that Keystone may not go ahead. I mean, Canada would very much like the president to approve the project, but I think there's a realistic recognition that politically it may not be something he ever approves. And so the Canadian government, Canadian industry, province of Alberta are exploring other options. Two pipelines through British Columbia, those face oppositions as well. A pipeline to eastern Canada, there's reservations about it there. And far over the horizon, opening up discussions about maybe taking the oil northward, either to Alaska or into Canada's Northern Territories.
Now, Vaughn, you just mentioned that everything is, you can come up with a hockey metaphor for anything. Well, down here, because we're high still on the Seahawks, we have
football. How did the Seahawks do on the weekend, by the way? I haven't heard. Sorry.
That's Steve sitting there. Well, we thought maybe it was because Toronto Mayor Rob Ford showed up before the game in a Broncos jersey that the Seahawks had such a lopsided victory. You've been with us throughout all this whole case of Seahawks fever. How are our British Columbian 12th men celebrating?
It was huge. I mean, it was a really big sports story here. And the radio station that I do regular commentaries on in Vancouver, CKNW, the lead host on Monday morning was just over the moon on it, talking about, you know, British Columbians are still waiting for the Vancouver Canucks to win the Stanley Cup. How wonderful it was for Seattle. I know people went down for the big victory celebrations. I don't know if they got there. I gather that the roads were not exactly passable. But, no, I mean, it was a big, big sports story here. And a lot of British Columbians, a lot of sports fans, basking in the reflected glory of Seattle's champion.
It's always fun to have some light shown here on the northwest side of the continent. Vancouver Sun columnist Vaughn Palmer brings us news from Canada every week, usually Wednesdays on The Record. Nice to talk with you, Vaughn.
Great. Go Seahawks.
Go Seahawks. And if you've got some thoughts about yesterday's celebration, we'd love to hear from you. 206-221-3663. It's The Record.